77-35, a season high points for you guys. I got 12 girls on your roster. You can only roster 15. 12 girls score tonight.
Dang.
How cool is that?
That's really good. We've talked all season about our depth, and I think that really showed tonight. I mean, we were knocking down so many threes, and there was just so much fun to be a part of. Obviously, we got a great crowd, as Jaden said, great environment to be in. I think we really needed it today, especially for the postseason, coming into a big game against Roland Story. I think we just rebounded really well, and it's just really cool to see how many people we had scoring today.
13 threes I've got as a team. That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, that is. That's very good. Do you know how many out of?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we shot the ball excellent today. You were here for our shooter round today, and I think we really locked in, and that's a good way to start it off for us.
That's funny that you brought that up, because that was literally what I was going to ask you next was, you know, let's talk about routine, because these postseason games are different. Normally, on a normal night, you guys play at 6:15. You know, you get done with school at 3:30 or whatever. You have a little bit of time. JV games are going on. You guys are here for that. Then you play at 6:15. Now these postseason games, you guys have a lot of time, especially today when you guys get out of school at 2:30. You don't take the floor until, you know, 6 or whatever, a little after 6. So how do you guys kind of keep a routine and kind of get into these postseason games?
Yeah, obviously it's a little different. We're used to playing at 6:15 and now we're playing at 7. So it's just a little bit of adjustment. But I think that helps with the bus ride. You know, you're going to calm down. You got to listen to music. You can talk with your friends, go over the game plan. I think just adjusting to that will be just fine. I don't think we have really any problems adjusting to different environments. I mean, our crowd travels with us everywhere. So, yeah, I don't think it should be too much. Just the time is just going to be a little off.
And then you guys obviously got to play last Saturday, which helps you focus for this. Because Saturday is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
You got all day, and I'm sure you guys will come in and shoot or something at some point before you get on the bus. But how is that adjusting to playing on a Saturday rather than a weekday?
Obviously, it's different. I mean, you're not in the school. You're not with everybody, like, all day. But I think having a routine at home, you know, you can't sleep in until, like, 12 and be like, hey, let's go play some basketball, you know. Get into that routine. You know, you wake up at 7 maybe. That's my routine. Some people it's 8. So you just keep that routine going. Maybe do some things outside. Get yourself moving. But, yeah, I think keeping a routine is nice.
Going to a regional final. Last time was when you were an eighth grader, so I'm sure you know you were probably watching those girls and saying, hey, I want to be in this environment.
Yes.
I want to play here. Now you are. What is this moment going to be like, and how do you guys win?
I think it's a huge moment for us. I mean, I was in the locker room when I was in eighth grade watching those girls, and that was just heartbreaking. You know, you're those water girls, and you're like, oh, my gosh, we're going to go to state, and it didn't happen. And, you know, you have people like Shay, and you're just watching them with amazement. But I think it's really cool that we have that opportunity. And I really do think if we play like how we did today, we do have a really good chance of going to Wells, and I'm really excited to see what we have in us and how our game will go.
All right, well, I'll let you go celebrate and get back to school tomorrow. Congratulations on the win. Hayden Brown from the Forest City Girls basketball team joining us. Hayden, thanks so much for your time.